We continue while learning the Nishmas David ben Menachem Shem Chaim Yaakov b'Pirchus Eliyahu. We are in Midos Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph. Maseches Midos is all about the construction and the dimensions of the second Beis Hamikdash. There is some debate whether this is the original second Beis Hamikdash built by Ezra, or this is the Beis Hamikdash, the second Beis Hamikdash that was rebuilt and refurbished and expanded by Herod, by Herodus. Either way, why do we need to know about the second Beis Hamikdash if the third Beis Hamikdash is described in Yecheskel and is somewhat different? So the Rambam explains, because the second Beit HaMikdash, the basic design and most of the details that we find in this Masechta will be relevant for the third Beit HaMikdash as well. Therefore, it's important for us to learn this Masechta. The beginning of the Masechta speaks about the Shmira in the Beit HaMikdash. We described that already at the beginning of Maseches Tamid. The Pasuk says, in Ben Midyar Yuches, Ve'ata uvanecha itcholifnei Oel Ha'idus. This is a reference to the fact that Aaron and his children are supposed to be in front of the Oel Ha'idus, in front of the Mishkan, and are supposed to guard the area. The Pasuk also says, V'nilvu alecha v'shamru es mishperes ol moed. So this is referring to the fact that the Leviim are supposed to stand guard. Also says, V'shamru ha-Leviim es mishperes mishkan ho-edus. And although this is speaking about the Mishkan, this is a mitzvah l'doros for future generations at the Beis HaMikdash. The Ramban explains on the Torah that the Beis HaMikdash as well is supposed to have Shmira. This Shmira, as we described in Maseches Tamid, is not because of fear of enemies, because of we're afraid of thieves, but rather because of kavod and gedula to the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Beis HaBechira Periches, Eino dome palterin sheyesh olav shomrim lepalterim shein olav shomrim. The palace that has guards is just different than one that does not. There's greater dignity, greater respect, greater honor when there are guards that are there. Who are the guards? So we have Kohanim and Leviim. We discuss the Kohanim in Maseches Tamid. But there are also shomrim that are Leviim. Regarding the Shmira, some claim that Shmira is only at night, and the mitzvah is all night. And others claim, no, that Shmira is bein bayom, bein balayla. It applies during the daytime as well. There are 24 places where there was Shmira done in the Beis HaMikdash. Three of them had Kohanim that did the Shmira, which we discussed in Tamid. We'll discuss, mentioned briefly here. And 21 areas had Leviim. This is based on Psukim Divrei Hayamim, Divrei Hayamim Aleph Perachov Vav. So the Mishnah begins, B'shlosha Mekomos HaKohanim Shomim Beis HaMikdash. This should sound familiar. Three places where the Kohanim did Shmir of the Beis HaMikdash, had discussed in Tamid, Perach Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Beis HaTinas, those were that was the family that had that prepared the Ketores. Uveves, Beis HaTinas was that Lishka, that chamber was in the south of the Azara, that was above the Shar HaMayim. Ubeves HaMitzotz, that was the house literally of the spark, of the fire, that was in the northern part of the Azara, that was an upper story on top of the Shar HaMitzotz. Remember, there was a fire in the Shar HaMitzotz that was there in case you needed fire for the Mizbeach. Ubeves HaMoked, and that was also in the north of the Azara, to the east of the Beis HaMikdash. That was the third area where there were Kohanim. The Beis HaMoked, as you may remember, was a large chamber with many subchambers in it as well. The HaLeviim, so those were the three places of the Kohanim, but the Leviim, they guard Be'esim Ve'echad Makom, 21 areas. So the Mishnah says, Chamisha, five of the Mishmaros of Leviim, Al Chamisha Shari Har HaBais, as we'll discuss in Mishnah Gimel, were there stood guard at the five gates of Har HaBayis. Arba'a, another four Mishmaros of the Leviim, of the 21 of the Leviim, Al Arba Pinosav, were by the four corners of Har HaBayis. Mitocho, where they guarded within the wall of the Har HaBayis. Chamisha, there were five Mishmaros, Al Chamisha Shari HaZara, on the five Sha'arim of the Azara. So we had five Sha'arim of our Abayis, where we had Leviim. We had four Mishmaros Leviim on the four corners of our Abayis, and then five on the Sha'arim of the Azara itself, as we'll discuss in Mishnah Dalim. We'll learn later on in Mishnah Dalim that it'll say Shiva Sha'arim Hayu Ba'Azara. So how do we reconcile that discrepancy? Our Mishnah says there are five Sha'arim of the Azara where Leviim stood guard, and in Mishnah Dalim we'll see there were seven Sha'arim of the Azara. So the Gemara explains in Tamid, actually on Daf Chav Zayin, there's a Machlokis Tanoim. How many Sha'arim, how many gates did the Azara have? So the Tanav Mishnah obviously holds there were five, and therefore you have five Leviim that stood Mishmar. that stood guard. The next mishnah says there were seven, so apparently you needed maybe you needed seven levim. But some claim though that the Tana of our mishnah also holds there were seven sha'arim. That doesn't mean that we need seven guards. Two of them didn't need shmirah, either because there was the shmirah of the kohanim in the Beis Hamokan and the Beis Hanitzot that were sufficient for these sha'arim, or maybe the sha'arim that are in the middle of the north, the middle of the south, don't need shmirah because the shomrim that are in the shar to the right and to the left, the shar harishon and the shar hashlishi, can stand guard as well for the one that's in between. Then the mishnah says arba. Then there were four other mishmaros of levim al arba pinosel on the four corners of the azara. So we have levim that are standing guard on the sha'arim of Arabayis and the corners of the Arabayis. We have levim that are standing guard on the sha'arim of the Azara and the corners of the Azara. And that is mibachutz, that they stood guard on the outside of the chum of the Azara. Now, it happens to be that that was true regarding the sha'arim of the Azara as well. The sha'arim and the corners of the Azara, they stood outside the Choma, as opposed to when it came to Harabayis, they stood inside the Choma. What's the difference? Because in the middle, in the wall of the Harabayis, you can still sit down. So there's even if you get tired, it's not a problem to sit down. But if you're in the wall of the Azara, so the only people who can sit in the Azara are Malchei Beis David Blavat. So therefore, if you wanted to guard that area had to be on the outside so that if you needed to sit down, you were able to do so. The Echad, and then there was one Mishmar, this is the 21st of the Levim, Belishkas HaKarbon, that was in the chamber of the Karbon, where the Karbonos animals were kept. That was in the Beis Hamokot itself. We'll describe that later in Mishnah Vav. The Echad, that's the 20th. The Echad, that is 19, 20, and 21, we're mentioning here. The Echad, Belishkas HaKarbon, once again. The Echad, Belishkas HaParoches, one other Levi that was stood guard in the lishka, in the chamber where they would weave the paroches, and it's not clear where the mefarshim say where that lishka, where that chamber was, where they did the weaving of the paroches. The echad and the final one, this is number 21, la'achorei beis hakaporis. This was one who stood guard behind the kodesh hakadoshim, behind the beis haparoches, all the way in the west. Perek aleph mishnah beis ish harabayis haya mechazer kol mishmer mishmer. There is a mamuna, someone who was administered on guarding the Harabayis in general, all of the Mishmaros in the Mikdash. And what would he do? He would go around Mechazer al Kol Mishmar every night to go around to all of the guards. Va'avukos Dolkin Ufanov, and he had flames, torches in his hands, so people who are shomrim would know that he was coming close, because obviously it's because it was dark, so this way they could see he was coming close. The Kol Mishmar she'en omed, any guard that was not standing, Omer lo, Ish Harabayis, Shalom Alecha. He would say, oh, Ish Harabayis, Shalom Alecha. Maybe he was sitting down. Maybe he was afraid. Maybe he fell asleep. Sitting down is okay, but falling asleep is not okay. So he'd say, oh, Shalom Alecha. If he saw, if there was no response and he realized he fell asleep, Nikar Shu Yashain, so Chof to B'maklo, he would hit him with a stick, and in this way he would wake up. Barushus Hayalo, and the Ish Harabayis even had the authority that if he found the Shomer sleeping, or maybe he's sleeping too long, or not getting up, or that happened more than once, Lisofes Kususo, he could even burn his clothing if he was not fulfilling his duty. The Heim Omrim, and all of those people who are around, lived in the old city, would hear, they would say, Ma Kol Ba'azara, what's that yelling going on in the Azara? So we say, oh, Kol Ben Levi Loke, oh, that's the voice of the Ben Levi who's getting hit. Ubegadav Nisrafim, and his clothing is being burnt. For what reason? Sheyashen Lo Al Mishmaro, because he was sleeping during his guard duty. Now notice from this statement, the people who heard this going on, the whole commotion, they would say, oh, that must be the Kol of a Ben Levi getting Malgos. Why not a Kohen? There were three areas, we said at the beginning of the previous Mishnah, with the Kohen of Shmirah, Beis Avtinas, Beis Anitos, and Beis Hamoke. What happened with them if they fell asleep? So the answer is, the Pasuk says regarding Kohanim, V'kidashto, we have an obligation to sanctify them, to give them proper kavod. If we're giving them the first aliyah, and we're giving them the first portion at the table, so then we should presumably not burn their clothing and not hit them. So So therefore, the hitting that went on and the burning of the clothing only applied to Levim, but not to Kohanim. And others claim, no, the reason why they didn't mention anything about the Kohanim is because this Memuna on Ishar HaBayis that the Mishnah is discussing had no authority over the Mishmaros of the Kohanim, only of the Mishmaros of Levim. And others claim, no, the Ishar HaBayis, in fact, was Memuna, was appointed upon all the Mishmaros in the Beis HaMikdash. And in fact, if a Kohen on his guard duty, he had fallen asleep, he could hit him and burn his clothing as well. When the Mishnah here says that the people in the old city could say, oh, what's the kol in the Azara? That must be a kol Ben Levi. Look, Ben Levi includes Kohanim as well. So different ways to understand the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Amir, Pamachas Matzo Esachi Ima Yashen, Visarfus Kisuso. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov reports, he testifies that, you know, one time my mother's brother was a Kohen Levi, whatever it is, was sleeping and they burnt his clothing. So he's testifying that in fact that happened. Who is this Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov? This is Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, the first Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, who lived at the time of Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, as described in Psachim Lamentes. He lived at the time of the end of Bayis Sheni. He saw the Bayis Bibinyano uvechurbano. He saw it built. He saw it destroyed. According to the Yerushalmi and in Yuma in the second parak and in the Bavli Yuma Tezayin, this is the Tana. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is the very Tana who taught us all of Maseches Midos because he's an eyewitness to the second Beis HaMikdash and it's this story at the end of this mission that says, oh, it happened to be. I could tell you that my uncle, my mother's brother, was a standing guard and he fell asleep and they can tell you that they burnt his clothing.